Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Do it.
Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green.
Let me know, let me know.
D-Day and lots of surrounding stories and hashtags associated with D-Day are trending because today marks the 75th anniversary of one of the most pivotal attacks against Germany during World War II. 160,000 Allied forces stormed the beaches of Normandy, France, and you know who played an incredibly important role on D-Day?
Oh, Canada.
That's right, the Canadian forces. 14,000 Canadians stormed Juno Beach, which is also trending, fighting fiercely alongside all of our Allied partners, playing a major role in turning the tide that day in favor of the Allies. And it's just a very momentous, incredible piece of Canadian history. If you're not familiar with the Canadian role in D-Day, do some Googling today while you have some spare time, because it's pretty darn impressive. Game 3 of the NBA Finals, of course, massive trending news in Toronto this morning. The Raptors had an incredible game last night, beating Golden State 123-109. And heading into the game, because Golden State had both Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant out, everyone said, we really have to win this game because they've got two key players out. And if we couldn't turn it around here, it's only going to be tougher. Like, this should have been kind of a game that we were able to win. And thankfully we did. Kawhi Leonard had 30 points. Kyle Lowry had 23. Danny Green had 18. I mean, and Steph Curry tried his very, very best.
Not too shabby.
47 points from Steph Curry last night. He was just sinking everything.
Wasn't it Golden State once upon a time saying, oh, no LeBron, no excuses? Now they're saying they're not saying the same thing now?
No.
Oh, okay.
They aren't.
Just wondering.
They aren't at all. There's usually lots of like little surrounding stories that happen at every, you know, NBA Finals game. Last night, there are a few. So one of the things that happened was early in the fourth quarter, Kyle Lowry runs down this loose ball and he winds up jumping into the air as it's going out of bounds and he lands courtside into the crowd. I don't know if you guys have seen footage of this, but one of the guy who's sitting a few seats down from him just leans over and shoves him, kind of for no reason.
Rude.
Yeah, it was super rude. And
wow.
Kyle Lowry said that he swore at him. He said some vulgar things. Anyways, he wound up getting ejected from the game. Thankfully. But it's calling a lot of, like, you know, people have been saying that everyone's complaining about Drake's behavior.
Yeah.
He's courtside and Golden State and Milwaukee Bucks are complaining. Hey, at least we're not shoving people.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like they approve of the behavior because he was ejected from the game. But I don't know. That would really, obviously, you saw there was footage of Kyle Lowry shaking his head afterwards. Like, you just couldn't believe that it happened.
Well, and there's so much, like, there's, you know, in hockey, there's a barrier, baseball barrier. Mm-hmm. But the court on basketball to the crowd and the players, you're just in there with them.
It's unique.
Yeah.
It's very
unique. Very unique that way, and also potentially a bit dangerous, I guess.
I think basketball and golf are probably the only two professional sports where the spectators are on the playing surface.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you can kind of have some people fall into.
And them golf fans are rabid, bro.
Oh, that plaid. Watch that plaid.
Man,
watch that plaid.
Crazy.
Now, another moment last night that's a little more pop culture than it is sports happened when Jay-Z and Beyonce were spotted sitting courtside. And so the cameras are on them all the time. They have like their own like dedicated camera. And they are seated next to, it kind of goes in order, like there's Jay-Z, then there's Beyonce, and on the other side of Beyonce, there is the owner of Golden State and his wife. And his wife starts trying to talk to Jay-Z over Beyonce. She's not really directly addressing both of them. She's kind of like, okay, move over, Beyonce, I'm going to start talking to you. And you can tell that Beyonce at a certain point has had enough, and someone captured her facial expressions being less than thrilled with what was happening. Yeah, that's going everywhere today.
Maybe she was talking to Jay-Z about being a billionaire.
Maybe.
Billionaires Club. Yeah, Beyonce wasn't too impressed.
Now, in the non-shady moment, you know our super fan, our Raptors super fan, Nav Bhatia. He was at the game last night. And after the game, he leads a group of fans into a chant of Let's Go Raptors. And then they burst out into the most incredible rendition of O Canada.
I actually woke up to that this morning.
Yeah.
That was really nice.
Very spirited.
I loved it.
My heart is full.
So, go Raps.
Answer this question, and then I'll give you the details. Are there certain people that are off limits to date? Can't date them. Like, don't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Or anything shorter, actually. Just don't do it.
I mean, that just makes me want to date them more. Whenever it's anyone tells me, don't eat this cookie, don't date this person, it's like, I want to.
Okay, well, let me read the email. Let's see if you'd be more enticed for that, for this snack.
Okay, Jamar.
If it were you. Hi, guys. I have a dating dilemma for you. I recently went with my best friend to one of her office parties and wound up spending the whole night flirting with her boss.
Oh.
He's handsome and fun, and we really hit it off. But she acted cold and strange with me after the party. Even during the party, she didn't seem to like what we were talking so much. The next day, he added me on Instagram. Oh, that's everything right there.
He likes her.
Yeah. We started chatting, and he asked me out. I've been single for a long time, and we really hit it off. So I said yes, but now she's mad at me and thinks this is inappropriate. What do you think should I do? Is he off limits to date?
I'm going to say no.
Your best friend's boss.
Yeah.
Is that a no-no?
I think it's okay. The best friend brought you to the party.
Okay.
So, you know, a sort of all bets were off. Plus, the line that really stuck out for me is I've been single for a long time.
Okay.
It's tough out there, Jamar.
It is tough, right?
It's tough. The good guys are tough to find.
Okay.
So I would think as the best friend, I get it that it's awkward, it's your boss, and maybe there's a bit of a power thing there. I'm just curious, does the friend have a crush on the boss?
I kind of get that little inkling,
too.
I feel like maybe the friend is jealous.
Jealous.
Or just in her feelings, the fact that, you know, her friend is making inroads with this boss of hers that she probably never will be able to make.
Yeah.
And she might necessarily not want to because, you know, you can't date your boss.
Yeah.
It's dicey, but it seems like that might seem to be the case a little more to me than anything. Caitlin?
I think
off
it's
limits?
Fine, too. I feel like it's okay. And it's the same line that stuck out to you, Meredith, that stuck out to me. If you're someone's best friend, they've been single for a long time, and they genuinely hit it off with somebody, you would want to have a conversation with her where you're like, okay, you can't go telling my boss any stuff about me that's going to make me look like an idiot, because this is my boss. So you just have to respect the lines of professionalism and friendship. But then otherwise, it should be okay.
Texter says, not at all, not off limits. Chances are her friend likes him. It seems like she really likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Another one texted, she likely is concerned if it goes wrong, her job may be in jeopardy.
That's the only thing I would think of, is that if it goes great and they wind up getting married and you're like at their wedding, maybe it actually improves your standing at the company.
Right.
But if anything else happens, it could be really awkward. And then that's something that can affect you professionally as well.
Can you imagine if that relationship goes horribly wrong and then the best friend is calling the employee to complain about the boss?
Yeah, the stakes are high.
The boss comes to work and knows that these two friends are talking about our relationship issues.
Not good.
That's crazy.
And maybe the boss starts to confide. Like, you're picturing it doesn't go well from the girl's side. Maybe from the guy's side, maybe the girl doesn't like him, and then he's confiding in the employee, and then she gets a promotion.
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, you know, maybe the power offset happens in the other way, and the guy is lovesick.
Or plot twist.
Plot twist.
The friend starts telling the boss about all the things she doesn't like about her friend. And then the boss starts looking at the friend in favorably.
Oh, guys, we're really writing our
story. I know, we're way off on that. I don't know.
It's like the young and the restless.
There's a lot of ways that could go. This morning, people speaking loud and clear about what's or who's off limits to date. Someone sent us an email and said, yeah, they want to date their friend's boss, but the friend seems to be in her feels about it.
Yeah.
And we're just asking the other question, like, are there any other people that are just, you should never date them, no way, no how, because it's just going to make life a little more awkward. Why did someone say you should never date your child's teacher? That sounds like a good idea.
What?
I mean, for their future. No? I mean, that's called an investment.
That's reminding me of that Steve Carell, Julianne Moore, Ryan Gosling movie.
Oh, yes.
With Miro Sorvino's the teacher. Anyway, it's reminding me of that movie. And it didn't go well.
That didn't go well. Okay.
That didn't go well. But it's funny. Some people texting in, dating people that apparently kind of, quote unquote, should be off limits, but they're having success. Like, I wasn't supposed to date the principal, but I did, and now we're getting married.
Ooh.
I dated my best friend's ex. We've been married now for 30 years. And fortunately, I still have my best friend.
Wow.
So these are some happy endings to the off limits people.
And then someone just texted in, straight up, no one is off limits.
Yeah, I like that guy.
I have questions.
Or woman.
I have questions for this person.
Lots of questions. Tell us about your history.
Oh, Crazy Stupid Love. That's the movie. Thank you, Texter.
I dated my best friend's ex. We've been married for 30 years, and fortunately, I still have my best friend.
That's one of the good ones.
Yeah, that's really one of the good ones. That's rare. That takes a lot of maturity on everyone's part.
Yeah, especially, I would say, the best friend. Like, you're going to date the ex of the best friend and you still have your best friend. That's a good best friend.
You're the odd man or woman out.
That's like an Oprah Gale situation there.
You should definitely gauge their love life. And if they're like happily in a relationship and everything's going well, then you pursue. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If they're miserable by themselves, don't go date their ex. You're not going to get the vouch.
Here's one that I feel like we can all agree on.
Okay.
Your friend's child who is now an adult.
You know.
Your friend's child who's now an adult.
Yeah, can we get a resounding agreed on that one?
That's an agree.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's the Dr. Phil episode right there,
Your friend has a kid, and then the kid grows up, and then you date them.
No.
Ugh.
I mean, just because everyone's an adult, they're still a much younger adult than you. And you knew that. That would mean you knew them as
a kid.
Them
as a kid.
No. Icky, no.
Someone's going to text it and be like, but I did it, and it's true love. I'm sorry, whoever is about to text.
Well, text us. Let's talk to you. I would love to hear the story.
And if you're looking for someone, we have someone who has no limits, right?
Yeah, no
one's
off limits.
So we can hook you up.
They live in London, Ontario.
Okay.
In case you're wondering.
And their number is? No. I won't do it.
Hey, man. Weirder things have happened. That's all I will say. It's the E-Talk Entertainment Update with us.
Us.
And this is us.
We still want to use the theme song, though, because we just like it.
It's a cool theme song. Makes you feel like I've got good lighting.
Yeah, we played Marilyn's theme song. Now we're playing E-Talk's theme song. Makes me feel like I'm cool.
They have the best lighting in all that show.
And you know what's key to life?
Good lighting.
Good lighting.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man,
it.
They got great lighting.
And great hair and makeup people. Mm-hmm.
All of that good stuff. And good wardrobe, too.
Yeah, all the stuff radio people don't.
All right, we want to be E-Talk
people. Hello, E-Talk.
Guys, we get Lysol wipes in the studio.
I do.
Hey.
Hello.
And people to run our Starbucks to us. Thanks.
That's true. It's fancy.
Well, what's going on in entertainment this morning?
Well, music royalty were courtside at last night's NBA Finals game. You know, the Raptors versus Golden State. That little game.
That thing?
By music royalty, I mean specifically Jay-Z and Beyonce. So
tell me more, Caitlin.
I feel like they had their own designated camera last night because there were so many moments and facial expressions from both of them that were captured. And the reason why everyone is talking about Beyonce this morning and the Beehive is not happy with the mystery woman who we have now discovered happened to be the wife of the owner of the Golden State Warriors. She was seated next to Beyonce and she kept talking over Beyonce to Jay-Z.
Rude.
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 And it's just because...
She's not Michelle. She's not Kelly.
No.
She's Beyonce.
And I think it's just because if you see, you know, courtside, like the seats aren't the regular seats. They're like little fold-out seats. And it's very, very tight quarters. So you're close to one another. So by talking over her, you're kind of like this personal space violation and just weird. And Beyonce looks so unimpressed at points in this conversation that everyone's wondering what was said. Was something said to offend her? Because she's delivering a lot of facial expression. And then she does like a shove off shoulder and a turn away. Poor Beyonce. Maybe she just was like, maybe the woman just had, you know, had eaten a lot of garlic before and nothing happened. And she's trying to just be polite and turn away.
It's billionaire talk, Caitlin. It's
Stop
billionaire
talking
talk.
Talking through me to my husband.
Yeah, exactly.
I just can't imagine wanting to talk to Jay-Z over Beyonce. Like, if you're sitting beside Beyonce, I would suspect Jay-Z to feel left out, not Beyonce.
Well, and then she gets up to leave at one point, and her husband moves over to sit next to Beyonce, and she doesn't sit next to her for the remainder of the game after that.
Oh, interesting. How many times have you watched this video, Caitlin?
Wow, you went in on that.
Twitter has broken this down for everyone. Oh,
moment
man.
By moment.
Absolutely.
Cool. Oh, okay. Wait,
yes,
me.
Sorry,
okay, I'm Ben Mulrooney. Hello. So, one movie that I'm really looking forward to this weekend is a movie called Late Night. I don't know if you've seen a little bit of this. It's Emma Thompson, Mindy Kaling. It was written by Mindy Kaling, and it's all about a late night talk show and the writer's room. So it's a little bit SNL. It's a little bit kind of The Tonight Show and the inner workings of that. So it's a workplace comedy. Rotten Tomatoes giving it a very high score and saying that it's smart, it's timely, it's dealing with ageism, and sexism, and of course comedy. And I think the combo, unexpected combo really, of Mindy Kaling and Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've been dealing with a lot of the superhero movies lately. And then the Game of Thrones on TV. I see this and I'm like, there's a movie I want to see.
A little refreshing for you?
Yes, I'm excited. Okay. And I think it's important when you are excited about a movie, especially when it's female stars and female written, you got to get out opening weekend and support it. Because it's important, right? They're always like, oh, it broke this box office or whatever. Don't wait for it to watch it on the plane or watched on, you know, streaming. Get out there in the theaters. Buy your popcorn.
Good reminder.
The Mindy Kaling. I love Mindy. I think
she's so
phenomenal.
I'm
so
going
to
tweet this really cool little promo thing they did. You know the thing, mean tweets that they do on Jimmy Kimmel where celebrities read mean tweets about themselves?
Yeah.
They did nice tweets with Emma and Mindy. And so they read nice tweets about themselves.
Okay, that is something that I do when I interview artists here in Chum, because I say we're Canadian, so I do sweet tweets. I do sweet tweets.
They stole your idea.
They did, and they didn't even have a cute name for it.
Man.
Fail. Slightly less funny, Mindy, than I thought you were.
She's not fazed.
Yeah, no, she's not.
Allow me to throw us back into the superhero world for a little bit. The Avengers fans have started a petition for what? To bring blank back to life. And I say blank because thankfully the story I'm reading has blanked out the character that died because I haven't seen it yet. So.
You haven't?
I know.
You're obsessed.
I know. I'm also a new dad.
Is this dad life?
It's hard.
Can't juggle it. Dad life. Okay.
So whoever that character that passed away tragically in the movie, there's now a petition to bring that character back to life some way, somehow, in another Avengers movie. Will you sign the petition? And will you help keep it a secret still for those who haven't seen it?
More of None of This coming up tonight at 7 o'clock on E-Talk.
Absolutely. E-Talk people, we tried our best. Hopefully, we did not disappoint. Friday, which is tomorrow, but we need your votes today. And it's a time to celebrate Friday morning. You know, we're always looking forward to the weekend. We figured we'd put that celebration to song with a special song chosen by one of us three, but voted on by yourselves. And that's how we choose the Friday song of the day. We'll each submit a song that we believe completely encapsulates the Friday morning spirit, something to get us pumped, something to get us really, really excited to head into the weekend. Last week's Friday topic was, what was it again? It was basketball, of course, or, you know, sports song.
It was like jock jams, kind of.
Jock jam type of dunk.
Yeah. Jock jams.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Dig it.
So this week, in honor of this cold, weird June we're having, summertime. We're trying to get the sunshine back out. We want to get the summer vibes out. So these are songs that we believe will help do that. We'll start with my vote for the Friday song tomorrow, a classic. I would love to hear this song.
So lay back, because it's summertime.
Yes. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Summertime.
Yes.
I need that in my life. That song just smells like a barbecue and tastes like ketchup.
Oh, that is a good track, Jamar.
That is a great track. That's my submission. Please vote for Jamar's Friday song. Please. So I can hear some summertime tomorrow. Now, sitting in for Marilyn this morning is Meredith.
Yes, and I'm going to be channeling my Marilyn right now. And I do know the woman pretty well. And I feel like Marilyn's vote would be this song.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance.
That's good.
It's got, you know, it's some JT. Who doesn't like a little smiling JT, a little troll dancing?
From the movie Troll,
yeah,
that's right.
Just lifts your spirit up.
If a song had a look, that one would look like sunshine.
I'm trying to come up with your like cool little barbecue ketchup thing you just said for this song. I can't. I don't know.
Would you like some ketchup?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah. All right, Caitlin.
My selection
okay.
For some Vegas pool party vibes.
Okay. When I met you in the summer.
There you
that's
go.
Like, summer. Let me get my neon thong bikini on.
Yes.
That's that kind of song.
Get your yardstick drink going.
Mm-hmm.
See you at the Wynn pool party.
Now those are some different vibes.
Those are crazy vibes. Now I'm wasted, and it's only 4 o'clock.
What summer do you want to have?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What summer do you have? So this is how it works. You have to vote on your song that you believe should be the Friday song. Go to chum1045.com. You can go to the website. We'll also tweet a link for you. And tomorrow morning, we'll find out who you voted, what song you voted would be the song to start off the Friday.
I feel like you've got the vibes,
uh-huh,
and Caitlin's got the party, and I've got the G-rated. Like, I've got the family summer, right? Family time.
Well, we are a family state.
Come to the Toronto Islands.
I'm cool with either three, but of course I want to win, but I'm cool with either three. All right, so your vote's at chum1045.com. Now, let's talk rap.
Actually, I changed my vote. I want that song for my
friend. You want that song? Nope, too late.
Let's go, Raptors.
It's already in. Votes are being cast as we speak. Parents, do you think you are more lenient than the previous generation? Because right now they're saying over 50% of parents are saying that they're more relaxed than their parents were, and even more relaxed than the parents before them.
I believe that.
Did you have a curfew growing up?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, you say that decisively.
Oh, all the rules. Yeah, for sure.
You had like house rules and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What was the curfew? What time?
When I was like a baby.
I mean, I don't know. When you were old enough to be able to leave your house.
To like go, oh.
No.
Well, when I was like a teenager, it was midnight.
Midnight? Okay.
Like if I was on a weekend, like, you know, if I was at a party or something like that, midnight was the
thing.
And sometimes my dad would come pick me up from whatever party we were at, and I'd be like, Dad, please just drive around the block like two more times. He's almost going to kiss me. Like, it's like, I need 10 more minutes. Like, it was like, I'm working this party. That's angle, Dad.
That's yeah. So funny.
I found that like it changed every year. Like every grade, it went up a little bit.
A little bit.
So what was it like, say grade 9, you were like, what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, grade 9 would be like 10 o'clock. Okay. And then all of a sudden it would go to 11 and then midnight. And I think, because I was one of the last, I think I was the last class actually that had OAC grade 13. And by the time I was in grade 13, my parents were just like, whatever.
Yeah, me too. That was, I was the last, last year for that.
So what other house rules did you have? I mean,
like not talking back. There was no talk backing.
All right. There was no back talk in my house.
Yeah, no.
There were no shoes on in the house. That was a house rule for me. And that was very, very actually clearly stated. Take your shoes off. That mat right there, that little rack right there, shoes, go right there before you walk in.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of like setting the table, clearing your plate kind of expectation.
Okay. Yep.
Anybody had any phone rules as a
No. My parents got so mad at me with the phone. I would be on the phone all night with my girlfriends. Oh my gosh. It was, if I didn't talk to every single one of them every night, my parents just thought we were wildly strange. Like, you just saw them at school.
Yeah.
You're seeing them tomorrow. Like, why are you all conference calling? Because, of course, we didn't have cell phones.
Gosh, like, these kids
back
have no
in the
idea.
Day. Feel so far away.
No, can I do that thing for a second? You kids have no idea how good you have it.
Yeah.
We were on landline phones.
Landlines.
And when your parents were ready for you to get off the phone,
yeah,
they'd pick up one of the phones and talk into your call.
Exactly.
It's bedtime.
My parents gave up, and they got me a secondary line. Like, they just gave up. They were like, there's no stopping her. I had, like, a headset. It was weird.
You had a headset?
It was, like, a weird time. Because I was, like, a bit of a social coordinator. And our house was, like, the hangout.
Yeah.
Your house was, like, headquarters?
I fielded a lot of calls, and it was just, I don't know how my parents tolerated it. It was probably the most annoying thing.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the most common house rules that have still endured time, because they're going away, unfortunately, is please and thank you. It's a very clear rule in most homes still.
50%,
good. So that's good.
Good.
Be kind is another one. Help carry in the groceries is still a house rule.
Good.
They're young.
I always like doing
old
that.
Stuff. I got to do a scope of what was coming in.
Yeah, a little take off the top.
Two bite brownies, yes.
Yeah. A little girl guide cookie. Uh-huh. I'll take those.
Before you can have any recreational time, got to finish your homework. Still a pretty popular house rules.
But I feel like there is less homework being given out these days as a general rule in schools.
Yeah.
Like more focused on being in school and doing the work there, at least for the younger kids. Mm. There's not as much take home. I'm finding that.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, there's not as much. I'm always like, what's the homework do you have? Nothing. I believe you? I don't know. Mm. I'm doing my best stepmom
Childless
action.
Childless individual over here is like, I guess.
Okay, sure.
It's all good.
We'll work hard.
You were a child of a parent. Right?
I was,
You still are. Nope. At 104536, you could text us. Let us know what the house rules are in your home still. Or if you're still under those rules. Let us know what the house rule is in your house. If it still even exists. Because they're saying they're actually going away. A lot of people
keep the rules.
These lawless kids just running the streets.
Yeah, because then they go out into the world and jobs. You know, there's rules everywhere. So there's got to be some rules in the home, or you're just going to set them up for failure.
But you know, how do you give a kid a rule when it's their phone? It's hard to make a rule when they say, "I'm the owner of this phone."
No phone for you. Turn off the Wi-Fi password.
Da.
Hey, get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.